Welcome everyone, as Hashem, we continue with the Sefer Zechor LeMiriam. This is Shin number 2 in the Psicha. And the Chavetz Chaim will begin by explaining the Pasuk Zechor Eitz Asher Oso Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam Baderech B'Tzeitzchem Mimitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam on the road when they left Mitzrayim. So we'll see the first two phrases, Zachar and Eis Asher Asa. What does the Chavetz Chaim have to say on these two parts? So first he says, Zachar, remember. What are you supposed to have kavana, remember, when you say these words? When the person says the word Zachar, he's supposed to remember that when a person is having a conversation and it's possible the person might forget and start speaking or thinking to speak words of Iser, forbidden speech, he has to remember at that moment. He has to remember. That's when he has to remember, because he was forgetting. The mitzvah is to remember what Hashem did to Miriam when she spoke Lashon Hara. And when the person remembers that properly, if he thinks of this properly, it can prevent him from speaking Devarim Asurim. And it's a similar point we find by the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos. As the Gemara tells us in Maseches Be'ah Daf Tezvav, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos HaKatcha. You remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. How do you do that? Zachreyu Me'acha Shabbat Lashkichoy. Rashi explains, remember it because you might come to forget it. Shabbat Lashkichoy. So that's the first thing a person has to know when he's saying Zachor, that it's possible he might forget when he's having conversation with someone about the Isser of Diburim Asurim. The next part is Asher Asa. What did Hashem do to Miriam? This is the punishment of Tzaras. It's referring to the punishment of Tzaras when the person sits all by themselves outside of all of the three camps, until they are, sometimes they are there until they are cured, and even other Tumeim cannot sit with them. They are excluded and only by themselves, and their clothing are ripped, and their hair is grown longer, like a mourner, and the Mitzayra, his Tuma, is so severe, it's like a tummy mace. Like the tomb of a dead person. That if someone comes into the tent, immediately they become tummy. And furthermore, it's publicized to everyone. Everyone. That means everyone knew that Miriam was tummy. Everyone knew that Miriam was tummy because she spoke Lashon Hara. So far we learned the Zohar is Asher Asa. And when the person says these words, he has to remember these explanations how the Chavetz Chaim is explaining to us, and then it will enable a person to prevent himself from speaking Lashon Hara.